Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on the West Coast. Good evening on the East Coast. This is Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Today, we have an exciting show. We have Joe Collins, who is running against Maxine Waters out of California's 43rd District, who will be in the studio shortly to talk to us about not only his big primary win, but to talk to us about his plans for California and the nation. We want to wish everyone who is facing the challenges before we begin of the coronavirus, the first responders, doctors, frontline people, we want to offer them our prayers as we are dealing with this very, very challenging time in our nation's history. So it's important that we adhere to what the White House, what the professionals are telling us on what to do while we deal with this crisis. Without any further ado, I'm honored and proud to welcome into the studio the man who won the primary and the man who's going face to face against Maxine Waters in California's 43rd Congressional District, which we need him in that seat desperately. Joe Collins, I want to welcome him to the show. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for having me, Chauncey.
Congratulations. You know, you put the work in. You've worked hard. You know, you're doing groundwork in the community. As I had you on one of my other shows before, you're doing the work as a congressman prior to getting into office. So it's not new, and it's not surprising that you won the primary, and we hope and pray that you beat Maxine Waters. This is your first time, I believe, on Conservative Talk Radio. Just give a little background to my audience about who you are, and then we can get into the meat and potatoes of the issues.
All right, good. Good evening, audience. My name is Joe Collins. Joe E. Collins III, actually. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, served 13 and a half years in the United States Navy. I'm actually from South Central Los Angeles. So this race, this district, California, Los Angeles, all of this is important to me. When I first decided to get out of the military, I knew I wanted to get in politics because I wanted to continue to serve my country, but I wanted to serve my community in a way that has never been served before. And so whenever I got out of the military and I decided which avenue of politics I wanted to get into, you know, I knew that Los Angeles needed help. The representation that we have in Los Angeles right now, South Los Angeles, regardless how anybody want to put it, is atrocious, right? And I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't want my children to grow up how I did. I don't want my kids to live the same experiences, but we continue to vote the same people in office. Mind you, these people who we've been voting in office have never done anything for us the whole time that we've been living in South Los Angeles. I mean, if you look at the condition of the district, the jobs, they're gone. The quality of life is down. Gangs are still prevalent. We still being harassed by the cops. We still have gang shootings. We still have crime that is still going up. The only difference is it's not being displayed on the news. And so I asked myself, who is the main cause of this problem? And it all boils down to the person who has been in that seat in the district for the longest time, and it's been Maxine Waters. Over 31 years representing the district, and the only thing that she does is peddle hatred. She peddles the fact that, you know, nothing good coming out of anything is supposed to be for us because we're from South Central. It's almost like she's telling us that we are supposed to be poor because we're from South L.A. and nothing good that ever happens we're supposed to benefit from. Meanwhile, she's rich, her family's rich, everybody who's associated with her is rich. The only people who are not benefiting, from her leadership is the people who actually live in the district. And so that's why I'm running. That's a little bit about myself and how I feel about certain things.
You know, Joe, South Los Angeles, Watts is extremely dear to me. I don't know if you remember a conversation we had. I spent my summers there with my aunt in Watts. And of course, 30, 40 years ago, it was a different Watts. And I had family members just moved out of L.A., South L.A., and came back to New Jersey about 15, 20 years ago because of the gang violence and because of the things that you mentioned. We're proud not only to have you had served our country as an officer in the military, but we're also proud, and I'm proud of you, that you want to stand up for the American people again. And this is the type of leadership that we need in our country today. We do not need professional politicians. We need people that want to serve the American people, like yourself, to move the agenda for we the people forward, and not identity politics and not self-interest politics that has corrupted our political system, as well as devastated major cities like Los Angeles, South Los Angeles, and across the country. And I'm very, very happy and blessed that you're on this show talking about your race, talking about your candidacy, and talking about bringing about change that California and Los Angeles needs so desperately. Before we continue, I want to hope and pray that you and your family are well with the battle that we're facing in this country with the coronavirus. And I hope that most of your constituents are well, and I will keep them in my prayers as well. To dovetail off of the coronavirus, how has it impacted your community? And what are some of the steps that's being taken or not being taken that should be taken in your area to try to mediate this crisis?
Man, that is a really good question. It's funny because I was just talking to a friend of mine about this the other day about how coronavirus is affecting our communities. And we, you know, it's like a two-part question because we have a huge homelessness population that is affected by coronavirus that no one is doing anything about, right? And then you talk about a community where the majority of the people, the median income in our community is $46,000 a year. Right. And so you talk about people who make $46,000 a year or less, who don't have a high school or college education, can barely make ends meet because nobody provided opportunity. And then on top of it, now they have to stay at home. They can't even go look for a job. They have a job. They probably got fired all due to coronavirus. And so the lack of leadership in the district itself is, you know, it's unbelievable. And, you know, and no one in our district is doing anything about it except for trying to place the blame on somebody. And I think these are the times where we cannot place blame on each other. These are the times where we have to figure out what it is that we can do to bring value or even help people in our community just to make ends meet. You know, and I know the governor, they were talking about, oh, we're going to push your rent back, or, you know, we're gonna put a pause on your gas and electric so they can't turn it off. But what about when – you know, the stay-at-home order is over and people have to go back to work or people have to find a job, what happens to their rent then? You know, because they still have to pay it. It's not like it's going away. And so this is the type of leadership that we're dealing with right now in our community, ineffective, poor leadership to appease people instead of actually coming up with real solutions. So the coronavirus is impacting my community. It's impacting my city, my state. It's impacting the entire country.
Absolutely, Joe. And, you know, the ironic part is that the politicians are reacting in a political manner, as you just stated, with we won't raise your rents, or we'll try to give you unemployment, or we'll do this and do that. But what about the homeless people? What about the fentanyl and opioid crisis that is entrenched, that is affecting these homeless people, homeless veterans? You know, they're not doing anything for them across the country, especially in California. And that's the sad part, because this is a crisis for the people who have the most amount of challenges, and that is our homeless people. That is our mentally ill. Those are our substance abusers. Those are our ex-felons that are walking around who can't get a job. And the politicians, like you said, are not honing in on really addressing and solving the real issues and problems that are facing ordinary people, and they're just playing politics as usual. And it's sad, and I'm glad that you're on my show exposing the inept and the disastrous corruption of these politicians, because they need to be exposed and we need to get rid of them. Joe, you have done a lot of things in your community. Just share some of the things since you've come home from the military, what you've engaged in with trying to help uplift your community, with some of the programs that you've instituted.
Okay. Well, one of the biggest programs that I'm very excited about is a program that we have with the Hidden Pioneers. And so what this program is, because one of my biggest goals is to overhaul our education system. I feel like we need to bring STEM jobs, trade jobs back to our community to provide value for people who live in a district, as well as give the young people a better opportunity than what they have in order to be successful in the future. So this program that we have with the Hidden Pioneers, it's actually for high schools and it's actually for colleges. And what it does is it provides an avenue for NASA to get involved with the high schools and the colleges, and provides a platform for students to be able to utilize their creativity, as well as an avenue for them to become a part of NASA or become a part of the Space Force, because, you know, this is the way of the future. And I think a lot of people really sleep on the transportation industry, because this is one industry that's not going away. You know, back in the days, they used to call it planes, trains, automobiles. Now, look what we have. We have, you know, we have Tesla, which is they're spearheading the ingenuity department when it comes to transportation. We have the underground rail system that's being built. We have, you know, the bullet rail system that's being built. We have brand new airplanes, brand new type of technology that we're using even for our military. And so this is key to getting our young people better futures in the transportation industry, or giving them, you know, even if they don't want to be in the transportation industry, what does it hurt to have a great career that you can retire at? You know?
Amen.
You know, so
the most important thing is, Joe, and I don't mean to cut you off, the most important thing about what you're saying is we need to give our people an opportunity, no matter what level it is. And those opportunities with the current politicians are being taken away because of their selfishness and their greed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is important that we do the type of things that you are talking about. Before we continue, you are listening to Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, we're never left. We're honored and proud and blessed to have in the studio Joe Collins, who won his primary in the 43rd District of California, running against Maxine Waters. I could not be proud that I personally know Joe Collins, who is running against Maxine Waters, who I am tired of hearing about, impeach 45 for almost 3 years, you know. So, Joe, I'm excited for you. I'm one of your biggest supporters on the East Coast for you.
Thanks, man.
But let's talk about – you're welcome. Let's talk about some of the other issues,
okay,
you know, that are facing California. You have, like I said, fentanyl. You have an immigration crisis. You have the border crisis. Let's talk a little bit about those issues that are impacting California and the nation as best as you can.
Oh, man. Those issues, I'm going to be honest with you, when I talk about it makes me so upset. You know, especially the illegal immigration, not immigration, but illegal immigration. And I'm going to tell you why. And this one thing that puts this whole immigration thing into perspective is when I actually went down to the downtown Los Angeles Civic Center to watch the immigration process, people who are actually receiving their citizenships. Now, to see these people do it the right way, and I've actually had conversations with them, and they say, oh, it took, you know, from 1 month to 15 to 20 years for them to be able to get their citizenships. And I'm like, wow, it's a proud moment, proud for me to see these people. They love the president. They love the United States. They just love the fact that they can be free here and they have the opportunity to make their dreams happen, or whatever they think in their head, they can make that happen here in America. It makes me feel good. What makes me upset is when you hear about illegal immigrants coming to the United States, right? And you have places like California who want to be a sanctuary city. And then they provide housing if these people have children for illegal immigrants. Mind you, we have United States citizens, California citizens living on the streets. They provide housing for them. They give free medical care for illegal immigrants. Mind you, my grandmother is like 82 years old. She don't have free medical. You know, she has to pay it from her retirement. And I'm pretty sure it's a lot of other grandmothers and a lot of senior citizens who would love to take advantage of free medical, right? But they're giving it to illegal immigrants who have contributed absolutely nothing to our society, to the American society. And you have a lot of liberals who say, well, you got to let these people in because it's only fair. And it's like, okay, so what about when, you know, let's do a comparative analysis, right? You have an American citizen, your parents, not you per se, but this person, we have John, we'll call him John. John dad is in the military. John mom is a school teacher. John is a, you know, B plus to A average student. John wants to go to college. So John wants to go to college, but John's family makes too much money to get financial aid, but they don't make enough money to pay for college. So John has to figure out a different avenue. He has to work and go to college at the same time. Mind you, you have Jorge, who just crossed the border, can't speak a lick of English, but because he's in California, he's able to get medical benefits, his family got housing, and now they're going to pay for his education as well. So tell me, is it fair that that an American whose family suffered for this country, whose children did things the right way, cannot go to college, but here you have an illegal immigrant snuck across the border, got free medical, got free housing, now they're going to pay for his college? You know, tell me, is that fair that we're glamorizing the fact that these people broke the law, federal law, and now they're being rewarded for it? What Chauncey, what happens if you drink and drive?
I'm going to get a ticket, right? I'm going to lose my, I go to jail, I lose my license for 6 months. Yep, exactly.
Exactly. What happens if you commit murder? You're going to go to jail, right? What happens if you steal something from a store or rob a bank? You're going to go to jail. So why is the rules any different from someone else who breaks a different law in our country? So it's not even
you know,
from our
Joe,
country.
You're absolutely right. I want to dovetail off of that. Just like New Jersey, how do you give an illegal immigrant a driver's license when I have to prove by 6 points who Chauncey Brown is when I go to motor vehicle? How? And I know in California they approve the driver's license as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
How come I have to prove who I am with all of this documentation, but a person can come here illegally and get a driver's license with no documentation? The
mm-hmm.
sad part about
and
that
vote.
Is – and well, that is what I was going to get into. The sad part is that the liberal or the left is using that as their new voting block because blacks – and Hispanics are waking up from
yep.
the corrupt and inept Democratic Party that has taken advantage of people for so many decades and still today. The left talks about everything they want to do for illegal immigrants, but they forget
uh-huh.
that there's two segments of the community that they leave out the most, our children through education and our seniors. And,
absolutely.
You know, I am one of those – and I'm one of those persons, along with my ex-wife, where we made too much money, where my kids had to go to college and work. And I still have
yep.
a daughter in college and I have another one that's getting ready to go to college. And we can't
mm-hmm.
be afforded those opportunities, you know, to get a break.
and we get
killed on the tax side, you know.
Yep.
So it is very, very disturbing – that illegal immigrants have more rights than American citizen, and it undermines what this country stands for and what our founding fathers intended for this country. The left and the Democratic Party is disseminating this country at an alarming rate. And we need more people like yourself to step up, and we need to push back. And for all those other Democrats, you need to walk away because, like you said earlier, you're voting for the same people expecting different results. But things have gotten worse in the past half a century
yep.
in all of the cities throughout the country. And as you alluded to –
And you know
to,
what that's called? That's called insanity, doing the same things over and over expecting some type of different result. That's insanity.
It is, and it's a shame, and it's sad that still many blacks and Hispanics in most cities still don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
These are poor people voting for people who are already millionaires. How do you
yeah,
become
sure.
a millionaire being a public servant all your life? You're not working in corporate America. You're working in government.
Yep.
How do you become a millionaire working in government? Through corruption.
Yep.
And it needs to be stopped. And like I said, I can't thank you enough, along with a lot of other candidates on the right and conservatives that I've interviewed over the past year that want to stand up and fight for the American people. And that's why the liberals don't like Donald Trump, because he is fighting for the American people first.
Yeah.
Not for politicians, not for lobbyists, not for special interest. And he has disseminated and broke through that barrier and cut their money off. That's why they're upset at Donald Trump, and that's why they want to get rid of him, because he's not corrupt. And we need Donald Trump there. Yes.
That's a good point, because you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of when they were trying to pass a stimulus bill not too long ago, and then they had the things like, oh, we're going to give $100 million here, $300 million there, and all these millions of dollars here. You just made me think that, you know, perhaps, I'm not saying it is, but perhaps they're sticking all that stuff into this bill so they can continue to develop all this wealth and get this money before their time is up, because we know their time is up. We're voting them out of office, hands down.
Amen.
You know, but it's like their last push, their last steal from the American people to line their pockets.
I am so proud of Donald Trump exposing rhinos, exposing the left. He has exposed the devil and the political parties on both aisles, and they can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Thank God. The Republicans, for the most part, have woke up and says, listen, we're going to get killed if we don't get on the train with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And we can see what happened across the country with those who didn't back him. They lost, you know.
Yeah,
so it's important, very, very important. I believe that Donald Trump is going to be reelected in a resounding numbers. I believe it's going to be a big red wave in 2020. I just
he's
hope
kill it, definitely.
He is. I just hope that this coronavirus does not impact elections where it would favor the left. I'm really hoping for a fair process, you know, and praying for a fair process, you know, so we can keep this country going in the direction that we're going. You know, also with this coronavirus, we've also identified, or I should say Donald Trump identified, not only that China's been taking advantage of us, and he's been talking about that for 30 or 40 years, but we found through the coronavirus that all of our medical prescriptions come out of China. Now, if we go back to the Bill Clinton era in NAFTA, that was the cause of all of these industries leaving America and traveling and moving all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now
that's
Donald
true.
Trump is bringing is bringing them back. I mean, we used to become the largest producer of everything. NAFTA made us dependent on everyone else.
That's true.
And we know NAFTA was the Clinton Foundation's kickback, you know, for how they got rich. It's no secret.
I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you brought that up.
It's no secret. You can't say it because you're a candidate.
Yeah.
You know,
because I remember.
It's obvious.
Yeah, you see how much money the Clinton Foundation didn't bring in, right? When she lost against Donald Trump and, you know, they knew she wasn't going to run again. They went from, what, $68 million bringing in to $16 million? Like, come on. Because she has no influence. So who are they going to give money to?
Oh, then they went to shutting it down and laying off all the employees from the Clinton Foundation.
Yep.
So that's how you know that it was a corrupt organization, because if it was able to stand alone, no matter what happened, the Clinton Foundation would still be operating. We don't have that much time left, Joe. For people that want to donate to your campaign, volunteer, get involved, how can they do that?
So the best way to do it is go to my website, joecollinsforcongress.com, and it's all spelled out, joecollinsforcongress.com. Shoot me a note. I try to respond to the majority of the emails that I get. If you want to volunteer, fill out a volunteer request, and please donate. This is important. Going into the general election, this is one of the biggest elections that we're going to be having here in the United States. I mean, we're going against Maxine Waters. You know, 31-year career politician who have made her mark on this country by peddling hate, fear, and anything else negative that you could think. She hasn't done anything for our country. So please donate. Help us out. JoeCollinsForCongress.com. You can also follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at CollinsForCongress43, and on Twitter, JoeCollins43rd.
Joe, I can't thank you enough. I'm honored and proud that you're my friend, that you are ex-military as my dad was. I went to college instead of going to the military. And I want to thank you again for wanting to stand up for the American people and running for Congress. I wish you the best of luck to you and your family, and many prayers for the people in your district. And you will be on another one of my platforms, I believe, in a week or so. So to my audience, please look out. I think it's on U.S. National Elections. I'm not sure off the top of my head. But please stay tuned. Joe, thank you very much again for coming on the show. God bless you and your family, and we will definitely be in touch before election time. Take care.
All right, thank you. God bless.
This is Conservative Talk Radio. We're always right, never left. I'm Chauncey Brown, your host. Next week, Wednesday, 6:30, in the studio, we are going to have mayoral candidate Major Williams in the studio, who is running for mayor of Pasadena, California. Please join us next week for another exciting show. You follow us on Twitter, Conservative Talk Radio at Right Talk Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Right Talk Host. You can also follow Conservative Talk Radio on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. You can also follow me on Facebook at Right Talk Radio Hosts. We keep all of you in our prayers. Please stay safe. Please adhere to what the first responders and the professionals in the medical industry is telling us about what we need to do to protect ourselves from the coronavirus. I want to thank all my listeners once again for tuning in. God bless the President of the United States. God bless America. And God bless you all. Until next time, good night.